It's indeed a pleasure every time we come to do a Fat Fry. I mean to tell you, we look forward to it. I'm gonna sing one of the great songs of all time. I know you've come here from far and wide, and we might not be able to get back to you before this next holiday, so let us get to, of course, our traditional holiday song, right? Here's a little Christmas tune for y'all right here. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Cocaine dripping from your nose. Thank you, thank you. I have tried, friends, to bring something more than just entertainment and music to you tonight. We of Asleep at the Wheel try very hard because we believe together, hand in hand, arm in arm, throughout the streets of our land, united as one, together we can persevere because the country that gets high together gets by together. If elected president in 1984, Brother Ray promises pot in every chicken. So ask yourselves, ask your friends, but don't ask Brother Ray, am I high? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. True friends, am I high? Am I high? Please don't lie. Or have my legs been rubberized? Tell me, true friends, am I high? Now, was it that gauge that incited my rage, or was it all that booze that had me so confused? Or perhaps that cocaine that caused me to exclaim as I fell to the floor, give me more. Am I high, folks? My mouth's sure getting dry. I keep laughing until I cry. Asking myself, am I high?
to the Universal Amphitheater. Well, here it is, the late 1970s, going on 1985. You know, so much of the music we hear today is reprogrammed electronic disco. We never get a chance to hear master bluesmen practicing their craft anymore. By the year 2006, the music known today as the blues will exist only in the classical records department of your local public library. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, while we still can, let us welcome from Rock Island, Illinois, the blues band of Joliet Jake and Elwood Blues, the Blues Brothers.
It's Fat Radio at 94.5.
One, two, three, go! Now the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. Now the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes and I wake up with a number one, I swear I'll never do it anymore. All the girls all get prettier at closing time, how they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the train starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels on the backstreet ball. I don't mean to criticize the girls at all, 'cause I'm no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. But we all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinions change, yeah, when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls all get prettier at closing time, now they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time, when the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels on the backstreet balls. Oh, oh. The fallen angels on the backstreet balls.
A great big mystery, and it sure is worrying me. It's diddy what diddy, yes diddy what diddy. Will somebody tell me what diddy mean? I went out and I walked around. Somebody asked, look who's in town. It's diddy what diddy, yes diddy what diddy. Will somebody tell me what diddy mean? Had a little girl about 4 foot 4. Come on, baby, give me some more. Oh, diddy what diddy, yes, diddy what diddy. I wish somebody tell me what diddy mean. I went to church with my hat on seat. Diddy said, oh, she just sure is sweet. Oh, diddy boy, diddy. Yeah, diddy boy, diddy. I wish somebody tell me what diddy mean. Diddy, ba-ba, diddy, ba-ba, ba-ba, diddy, diddy, ba-ba, diddy, diddy, ba-ba, come on, lady, I got to go. Give me that thing that you said. No, my diddy boy diddy. Yeah, my diddy boy diddy. I wish somebody tell me what diddy mean. Hey, ba-ba, diddy, ba-di, 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 ba-di. Yeah, baby, then I got thrown out of church, 'cause talk about diddy boy diddy too much, oh diddy boy diddy. Yeah, diddy boy diddy. I wish somebody tell me what diddy mean.
Don't you glance at my handsome chassis. Don't you try to blow can nudge me with your bumpers. You can even shift my gears. You can put new rubber on my front or rotate it to the rear. But don't you kick my tire.
Kick my tire.
If you ain't gonna drive me home.
Don't you, baby, won't you drive me home?
Don't slam that my Hampton chassis. Don't you try to blow my horn. Now don't you touch my clutch. It won't do much, but leave me here alone. Honey, don't you get my tire.
Don't you,
if you ain't gonna drive me home. Honey, don't you get my tire.
Don't you,
if you ain't gonna drive me home.
I've heard about him, but I never dreamed he'd have knocking. Somebody's knocking.
Damas y caballeros, muchísimas gracias. Les vamos a cantar el Red, White and Bluegrass. Les vamos a cantar una canción que se llama Ella es demasiado gorda para mí.
Oh, I got it. He's going to sing a song about some lady that's so fat she could kickstart a 747. Is that right?
That's the one.
Sing it out, boy. Say it.
She's too fat for me, too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
Went down and got a job with the rural electrification in the Navajo Indian Reservation. Running electric power lines into all the Navajo outhouses. Was one of the first people to wire ahead for a reservation. Finally, I'll tell you about the worst job I ever had in my life. Worst job I ever had in my life was working for the Santa Fe Railroad south of Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, that's the old Mormon Muddy Mission, you see. It's way out in what the Navajos call the boonies. Out in the desert. Now, the job was Gandhi dancing. Now, Gandhi dancing used to be in the old days. Gandhi dancing was when the Irish were building the railroad. Of course, the first transcontinental railroad was built by Irish laborers. And they used these long-handled shovels called Irish banjos that were made by the Gandhi Shovel Company of Chicago. Now, the Irish laborer would take the wide end of the shovel when he could find it, and he would jam it in under a rail or a tie, and he would climb out on the long handle, do a little jig step out there, and that would lever the tie up or the rail up, and you push gravel in underneath it and tamp it down, and that levels the roadbed. See, that's what Gandhi dancing is. Leveling the roadbed so the damn train doesn't fall off as it goes by, which is just a big drag for everybody. Now, they don't do Gandhi dancing the normal way anymore, see, like they did in the old days. Nowadays, they run three cars out on the line. They run a box car out there that's a bunk car. You sleep in it. Got bunks in there 18 inches apart. And then you got a tool car with your tamping irons and your tongs and your double jack hammers and spikes and all of that equipment, see, to do the job. And then you got a cook car. I mean, there's no restaurants anyplace around, so you got a cook car. Pots and pans and a coal or wood-burning stove and a long table down the middle to eat at. Only thing they don't hire is a cook. That's because they're cheap. Saves them money. The rule is that in that crew, they're supposed to pick among their own members who's going to be the cook. Now, they don't try to do it sensibly, like draw lots or decide who the best cook is. What they do is they wait and find out who bitches and whines and pisses and moans the most about the cooking. And they say, all right, wise guy, you think you can do better, you get to be the cook. Well, that was me, see. Old alligator mouth. The new man on the crew, and that was the worst food I'd ever had. I mean, it was dog bottom pie and pheasant sweat. Otter water comes out of an otter. It's a terrible, terrible stuff. Some people might think it's a delicacy, but I thought it was garp. So I complained, and they said, all right, wise guy, you get to be the cook. That made me mad, because I didn't want to cook. But I knew if anybody complained about my cooking, that they were going to have to cook. Armed with that knowledge, I sallied forth over the muddy river. I was walking around among the cheat grass and bunch grass there, and I looked down, and there was just a hell of a big moose turd. Biggest damn moose turd. That was a real steamer, damn. I looked down at that meadow wafer, and I said to myself, "Self, I'm gonna bake up a big moose turd pie. 'Cause if anybody complains about my cooking, they're gonna have to cook." So I tipped that pasture pastry up on edge. I got my shit together, so to speak. And I started rolling it down toward the old cook car. Bloom, bloom. I got it down there and leaned it up against the side, and I climbed up in the cook car and I baked up a hell of a big pie shell. And I baked that moose turd in it as slick as you please. And I crimped the edges with my thumbs and laid strips of dough across it and garnished it with a sprig of parsley, a little paprika. It was beautiful. Poetry on a plate. And I served it for dessert, waiting for the first hint of a complaint. Well, this giant dude come in, about 5'40". I mean, he was big. Throwed himself down like a fool on the stool. Picked up his fork. Took a big bite of that moose turd pie. Well, he threw down his fork, and he let out a beller, and he yelled, "My God, that's moose turd pie!" It's good, though.
I'd play the Red River Valley, and he'd sit in the kitchen and cry, run his fingers through his 70 years of living and wonder, Lord, is ever well I drilled gone dry. We was friends, me and this old man.
Desperado's waiting for a train. Desperado's waiting for a train.
He's a drifter and a driller of oil wells, an old school man of the world. Taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. Our lives was like some old western movie,
but desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train.
From the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him to a bar called the Green Frog Cafe. There was old men with beer guts playing dominoes, lying about their lives while they'd play. I was just a kid, they all called his sidekick.
Like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train.
One day I looked up and he is pushing 80. There was brown tobacco stains all down his chin. To me, he's one of the heroes of this country. So why's he all dressed up like them old men? Drinking beer and playing moon and 42.
Like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting
before he died, I went to see him. I was grown, he was almost gone. So we closed our eyes and dreamed us up a kitchen and sang another verse to that old song. I said, come on, Jack, I swear, this time it's coming.
Desperado's waiting for a train. Well, Desperado's waiting for a train. Well, Desperado's waiting for a train.
Can't be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
does she know?
Does she know she hurt me so?
'Cause no matter what I do, I even pray.
It's Fat Radio, 94 and a half.
Mom, I always love losers. Mom, I never will change. These young desperados who can't be tied down have driven me almost insane. Mama, I never pick winners. I've only myself to blame. But I'd rather gamble on a young desperado, 'cause I've always loved a good game. What I've done from the start. Well, I've chosen men I could love with my body, but none I could touch with my heart.